So Dorota is the university distinguished professor. The Lauber B. is Strange Endowed Chair and Professor in the Department of Civil, Environmental and Geodetic Engineering. She is the Interim Vice President for Knowledge Enterprise in the Ohio State University. And she's also a Director of the Satellite Positioning and Inertial Navigation Laboratory. Most recently, Dorota became the principal investigator for a very exciting new initiative established by the National Science Foundation, the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance. And I know she's going to talk a bit about this in her talk. So Dorota, many thanks for taking the time to join us from Ohio and talk about some of the very exciting developments, both at Ohio State and with IRVA, that may offer lessons to it for us on how we accelerate the development of solutions to tackle climate change. So over to you. Thank you very much.
I'm really glad I can talk to you and present a little bit on IRVA and also on the university private partnerships for climate solutions from the Ohio State University. So next slide, please.
IRVA, the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance, established by the National Science Foundation to develop bold and transformative new engineering research directions. A core partnership of the Big Ten Academic Alliance, the EBSCOR IDEA Foundation, and UIDP. We represent every U.S. state. There's a seat at the table for everyone in the engineering research community. IRVA is a network of networks. We've designed an organizational engine that crosses boundaries and enables six key groups to work together to identify and develop new engineering research directions and build unity across the community, engaging stakeholder groups across numerous sectors who provide input for ideation through a range of visioning activities. IRVA's diverse network of allies, government labs, professional societies, nonprofits, students, educators, industry associations, venture organizations, and champions of the future of engineering research provide the brain trust that fuels the IRVA engine. To build collaboration, spark next generation ideas, solve our grand challenges, protect our resources, train the workforce of the future, create a vision for engineering research leadership that will unleash discovery and innovation and increase prosperity. IRVA, the Engineering Research Visioning Alliance.
Can we move to the next slide, please? All right, thank you. So let me just emphasize that one of the primary goals of why IRVA was even established was to really connect academic, industry, and government partners to work together to jointly envision faster, better, and more efficient solutions, particularly those pertaining societal challenges where engineering can significantly contribute. So you can clearly see the pace and scale of what we envision is really only possible with this partnership. So IRVA, as you've heard in the video, is the first engineering research visioning organization of its kind, and it serves as a convener to bring together multiple voices, voices of engineers, scientists, technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and also the general public, to exchange idea and conceive cutting edge directions for new areas of engineering, which can benefit engineering research to benefit the society. So based on its broad and very diverse network of networks, as you have seen in the video, we have over 350 universities, well over 150 industry partners and national labs, and at the moment, even private citizens joined us. So we have already an enormous footprint with the objective of IRVA to convene inclusive representation of academic, corporate, community, and professional societies, and also public stakeholders. Number two, we will facilitate various visioning events to enable the engineering community to speak with one voice. And therefore, we are really seriously aiming at breaking the silos. We also are aiming at supporting rapid and efficient response to emerging opportunities. We will catalyze development of new programs, policies, and models of connectivity, and communicate through multi-channel push-pull strategies that we develop that will leverage the tremendous assets of National Science Foundation and IRVA networks. So what we are still really working on identifying the topics for our first VisionLink event since the organization, it's been in the making for several months now, but was formally established on 15th of April, just 3 months ago. So we really are working on it, but what I would like to emphasize that it's fair to expect that the impact of engineering on climate solutions would be definitely one of our first upcoming focus areas for discussion, but at the moment I'm not ready yet. So in the meantime, I will present an example of private academic partnership for energy and climate solutions from my home university. Next slide, please. So let's talk about comprehensive energy management at Ohio State. Next slide, please. Let me begin with defining the challenge and the opportunity as we see it. So I hope you agree with me that addressing today's critical scientific and societal challenges requires increasingly collaborative, cross-disciplinary, and convergent approaches through new models of engagement and to ensure broad participation across the entire engineering ecosystem. So one of these challenges in combating climate change through energy efficiency and by reducing our CO2 emissions. So you may want to ask why we should rely on partnerships to achieve these goals. Well, let me begin by saying universities have the brain power and the research bench strength, which is critical for new technologies and systems that can advance solutions to the pressing challenges posed by the climate change. Universities, however, are often slow to change, often faculty incentives are misaligned, and we are usually not very well equipped to bridge the R&D valley of death. Private firms, on the other hand, lack bench strength, stability for long-term partnerships, because they are subject to the short-term demand of their stakeholders and marketplace, and this may prohibit a longer-term R&D commitment that is needed to generate a return on investment. Hence, academia-industry partnership can benefit both sectors, as in the example I will be presenting today. Next slide, please. Before I move on to the example, I want to introduce to you Ohio State. It's one of the top three largest campuses in the United States, with close to 500 buildings on 2,000 acres in urban environment, close to 60,000 students with about 100,000 people there daily, maybe not during the pandemic, but this is our average on the normal operations. We have 38 campus residence halls, and I want to mention major medical center, and of course, three stadiums. Ohio State is all big about football. So you can imagine how much energy we require to really operate this giant campus. Next slide, please. Motivation. So you may ask, so what motivated Ohio State leadership some years ago to seek efficient energy solution through a partnership with industry? So number one, if you look at our energy costs, $115 million annual energy costs is a humongous amount of funding. So of course, cost was certainly one of the driving factors. However, I want to emphasize another important aspect. From the very beginning, when university was thinking about it, we were thinking of finding a partner who can also support our academic mission. Now, another aspect why we really wanted to switch for a number of years, essentially from the beginning of the university, university has been buying and managing energy, including the chiller plant on campus, all by the university employees, not the best solution. So the idea was to really bring a private sector to do it much more efficiently, also faster, cheaper, and better. So the guiding principle, as I mentioned earlier, was not to just find a vendor to do that. We were thinking beyond the transactional relationship and really, really wanted to include a much broader set of academic goals while essentially entering any future agreement. Next slide, please. So the idea was to lower our energy cost, as I mentioned earlier, with the ultimate goal of CO2 footprint reduction through the systems approach to energy, and to operate, maintain, and expand utility system with the specific focus on impacts and benefits to the university and to the environment. One of our guiding principles was to enter partnership that will also support, like I said earlier, the core academic mission. And you will hear me repeat it many times during the talk. It was very important to us to work with the organization which would share our values, our goals, and would be able to support our academic mission. So university issues a request for proposals, and subsequently in 2017, after multiple levels of reviews, the ENGIE North America and Axiom Infrastructure proposal was selected to form Ohio State Energy Partnership. I'd like to also mention to you that this partnership was not the first industry partnership that Ohio State has established. A few years prior to this partnership, Ohio has entered a lease agreement with an external investor to form what is now called Campus Park, which is the exclusive right to which has the exclusive rights to operate Ohio State's parking system and provide parking services for the duration of 50 years at this period, and it began in 2012. So in return, university received an upfront payment of about $500 million. So clearly, university opted to transition the management of its parking operation to Campus Park, seeing this as an innovative way to fund its academic mission. I want to emphasize that the money from the agreement will provide about $3.1 billion over the lifetime of the lease, which all will be invested in academic initiative, faculty hire, student scholarships, and supporting arts and humanities. Next slide, please. So what made ENGIE Axiom proposal attractive to Ohio State? So number one, obviously, upfront payment of over $1 billion was a great incentive. This was by far the largest addition to our endowment. But what was most important, very important to us as well, that part of the money was agreed to be essentially redirected to academic collaboration, scholarship, faculty chairs, endowed chairs, philanthropy, students, innovations, etc. And one of the important components, and I'll get to it in a moment, is the idea of Energy Advancement and Innovation Center. ENGIE came with an idea of building this center on campus as a part of this agreement. So certainly, this was extremely attractive to us. And of course, on top of this, there was a promise, which they are actually keeping very, very nice, to improve campus energy efficiency and achieve about 25% or more of efficiency within 10 years, and of course keep going, because our ultimate goal is really to not only reduce the energy usage, but also reduce our CO2 footprint ultimately to zero. So ENGIE is implementing a series of energy conservation measures which were specifically designed for Ohio State needs, such as smart deployment, smart meter deployment through campus, energy efficient indoor and outdoor lighting, and also repairs and upgrade to our utility infrastructure. Next slide, please. So in the scope of agreement, Ohio State Energy Partnership agreed to operate all of the campus utility systems, which is electricity, natural gas, steam, chilled water, geothermal generation and distribution. And I want to mention we have 500 geothermal wells on campus. And it also invests in energy conservation measures, existing systems improvement and replacements, and of course the utility system expansion to serve new campus facilities as we continue to grow. And I have to tell you, there is not a single year when we don't have multiple development of new building, new infrastructure on campus. And once again, you can see in red on this slide, a very important part of the partnership is, again, academic collaboration. Next slide, please. I'm going to actually to provide you a few examples of such a collaboration shortly. But before I move on to it, I'd like to very briefly introduce Engie North America. You probably know the company. I just want to emphasize a couple of aspects why this is very important to us to enter. Why essentially Engie North America was an ideal partner for America for academic collaboration. So, of course, the size is important. They have a huge footprint in the United States. But what really is attractive to us is their commitment to environmental, social, and governance best practices. And those traits have been recognized by Dow Jones Sustainability World and Europe Index, which essentially placed Engie among the top 10% of sustainability-driven companies in their peer groups. So Engie at the moment is fully engaged in developing future energy conservation measures and utilizing all the newest technologies that are being at the same time developed in cooperation with the university. So once again, I want to point out to pace and scale of this operation, which is only possible with these partnerships. We don't think that university could have accomplished this alone. And let me give you just one example why we strongly believe that this partnership is really helping us in pace and scale of the operation. So prior to entering this partnership, Ohio State has been retrofitting buildings on campus to become energy smart, with the impressive, and I'm trying to be sarcastic, impressive pace of 5 buildings in 3 years. And remember, we have close to 500 buildings on campus. With Engie on board, they have been retrofitting 50 buildings per year. So you can immediately see the pace and scale as that benefits this, this partnership. Next slide, please. Let me introduce the Engie digital platform, Smart Institutions. It was developed in collaboration with C3 AI. It's an AI and IoT-based platform customized for Ohio State, but of course it's a platform which Engie uses with their other customers. Right now, like I said, it's been implemented to as a next step of our evolution to more efficient and less CO2 emissions kind of a system. So this platform is really key to managing campus energy in a more effective way. And essentially, like I said earlier, moves this platform far beyond Ohio State. It's been used by Engie with other customers. So you can see the scale of the operation, again, beyond Ohio State campus. Let me also tell you that in the old system, which is partially current system as well, Ohio State is nearly 100% reliant on the public utility grids for energy supply. The new model that you can see depicted in this figure, the Ohio State University microgrid, uses the digital platform, which you can see on the screen, which serves as a neutral system of the microgrid, which provides expanded and interconnected heating and cooling network, which is anchored by new combined heat and power plant, which is currently under construction. So once again, this is a digital platform which will be connected to the new plant, which is currently under construction. And I want to also emphasize that Engie provides upfront investment to build this new plant. So once the system is fully ready and operational, this new system will allow information to flow completely seamlessly from meters to controllers, from controllers to generators, et cetera, reduce volume and cost of purchased energy commodities, reduce and provide more control over Ohio State carbon footprint, extremely important to us, increase the campus energy reliability and resiliency, and also allow seamless introduction for future energy sources such as hydrogen. It also be able to disconnect from the public grid to continue to operate in island mode in times, for example, of natural disasters, cyber attacks, or any other situation when we need to operate on our own. And most of all, this new system really provides a massive, massive platform of opportunity for various academic collaboration activities. As I said earlier, Ohio State's intent is to stop using fossil fuels over time. So the hope is that we can switch to hydrogen fuel. And again, I want to emphasize the new plant will be able to use hydrogen as a fuel. That's a long-term plan, and we hope that this will take us, get us to the zero carbon emission by 2050. And I also want to emphasize at this point, again, another yet aspect of the academic contribution of ENGIE. ENGIE is very actively sponsoring our faculty's research on hydrogen technology. Next slide, please. So one of the prime examples of academic collaboration is the project, which you can see briefly described in this slide. It's the National Science Foundation NRT Empowerment Traineeship Program. It's a $3 million grant, which essentially is focused on training the next generation of energy innovators. We are aiming at training about 80 PhD students in the first 4 years, and it will be all focused on digital technologies and decentralized generation of energy. And I want to emphasize a key participant is ENGIE. We believe that partnership with ENGIE really gave us a cutting edge and allow us to win this proposal. I also want to add a few words aside from just this project, when we obviously are asking or are being working together to get external funding, ENGIE is heavily investing internally, $25 million for scholarships and internships, $200,000 for student sustainability challenge competition, another $5 million to support curriculum development in sustainability. This is very telling. This is the only organization that works with us to help us develop new curriculum for solely aimed at sustainability. ENGIE also support our capstone project, so has perfectly perfect presence in our classrooms. Again, examples can be multiplied here. I have a long list of those. I just want to also emphasize they are maybe not direct engagement in research, but they are absolutely full understanding of the market where the innovation is needed, and they are support in targeted research investments, hydrogen modeling and simulation, and new energy business model. Next slide, please. Energy Innovation and Investment Center, it's another yet example of the engagement with ENGIE and their investment into sustainable and innovation energy sources. So the partnership, of course, has been using campus as a living lab, and this new Energy Advancement and Innovation Center, which will be located in the University Innovation District, is another yet example of the academic partnership when ENGIE invests significant amount of money, $50 million, to help us extend our innovation district. And just as a side note, innovation district is being under development right now. It's been designed as interdisciplinary innovation space where a full cycle of innovation will happen. So from idea inception through all stages of research to translation. So we expect presence of researchers, students, industry, venture capital, what have you. So entire cycle and entire ecosystem, which is needed to quickly move idea to application. Also, I want to emphasize that it was ENGIE leadership who came up with an idea of including Energy Innovation and Advancement Center in the agreement. Next slide, please. I want to show you another example of the collaboration in sustainability and workforce development space. NRT was just the first win we had together with ENGIE. Now, recently, about 2 months ago or so, we have submitted another large proposal, $11 million proposal to the Department of Energy on connected communities. This is, again, another perfect example of partnership between university and ENGIE. We have a living lab already on campus. We are adding Energy Innovation and Advancement and Innovation Center, which certainly would be leveraged in this research if we are awarded this proposal. And we believe that we really have a great chance just because we have ENGIE, which is the critical partner and gives us competitive advantage. Can I have a next slide, please? So let me try to summarize with very brief summary of the overall benefits of the partnership as we see it right now after about 3.5 years. So Ohio State certainly is modernizing of campus energy system, something which we really wanted to accomplish. Now, Energy Innovation Center is certainly an additional benefit to us. It is an investment which will increase the pace and scale of energy innovation. And of course, academic collaboration, the examples I gave you are just a few examples, but those are also growing and expanding. For ENGIE, we are a very stable customer. They already are here for 50 years. We are a very open and flexible partner for their experimentation. They are using our campus as living lab. And of course, we both are working together, accelerate the development by working with faculty and students. And my next slide, please. I want to emphasize one important aspect of the success of those kind of partnerships. Certainly alignment. Alignment is absolutely crucial. So the decision for us to enter 50-year long-term agreement with ENGIE was really made solely after Ohio State had 100% confidence that the deal will mutually benefit both parties, and both parties would work together to benefit the environment. So that's actually extremely important to us. And again, I cannot emphasize more how alignment of objectives and goals is important and key to success. And just one other comment I want to add, that of course, ENGIE is not working just with Ohio State. They have at least three other universities, Maryland, Iowa, and Georgetown, and working with other universities to enter agreements. However, one important differentiating factor is that Ohio State is the only organization now which is actually who entered the partnership with the focus on academic components. So no other universities have done it so far. And can I have my last slide, please? I want to give the acknowledgement to my fantastic colleague, Kate Barter and Elena Irwin, who co-lead the Sustainability Institute and helped me in preparation of this presentation. Thank you so much for your attention.